My name is James. You said you recently just joined a church?
Yes, sir.
And why did you join?
Because I want to save my soul.
Hey, that's a good reason. Yeah. Is there fear of God in you?
Yes, I have.
Oh, amen. Do you want to know something sad?
Instead.
I travel the country. I retired early to do this. Don't take anyone's money. You go to my website, don'tperish.com. It's all free to help encourage you. Do you know I stand? I was at the Daytona 500. I was just outside the Strawberry Festival in Plant City. You know where that is?
Yes.
Yeah. I get thousands of people around me. And do you know what I ask, sir? Who here fears God? How many people do you think raise their hand?
No.
Once in a while, I get a little child. I get handicapped people, and I might get a woman or two here and there. That's it. And the Bible says the beginning of wisdom is the fear of God in the book of Proverbs. And so you're very wise to have a fear of God. Now, if you want to obey God, can I offer you some help?
Yes, sir.
Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life.
Right.
The only way you're going to make it is through him. Amen. His word and his ways. Here's the problem in America. The church systems are teaching a lot of traditions of men. They're not teaching Jesus' ways.
Right.
Do you look at the church systems and see that they're really about money, politics, a social club, pride and vanity, the pastor being lifted up? Do you think that sounds like that's of Jesus Christ?
No.
No, it's not. So what I would challenge you to do is, if you're really seeking God, here's what I would offer you to do. Take a break from church. You don't need to belong to a man-made religious system to follow God. In fact, Jesus said in Mark 7, if you keep the traditions of men, meeting in a building on Sunday, it's not the Lord's Day, keeping Christmas, Easter, and Good Friday, these are not holidays God ordained. These are, you know who started those holidays? The Roman Catholics, which is a total pagan, corrupt system. So what I would encourage you to do is study and read the scriptures. My website would help you. You can contact me. I'll help you. And go and find out what Christ requires for you. Because he said in Mark 7, if you keep those traditions, you worship God in vain. And here's what you must do. You must come by the blood of Jesus, which it sounds like you're doing. You must be willing to repent of all your sin. Do you know what repentance means?
Ask God for forgiveness for everything that's not of holiness of God.
Yeah, so a lot of people think repentance is just feeling bad about your sin. That's part of it, but you know what the other part is? Leaving.
Right.
Leaving your sin. So by faith and repentance, Jesus calls you to leave all sin. But if you're of the world, if you're like the world, and if you're like the church systems that keep sin, and the world keeps sin, doesn't that mean that sin is on you as well?
Right.
Like whether it's sports, politics, the church system. So by faith, repentance, you'll be born again. The Bible says in Acts 5, God gives the Holy Spirit to those who obey him.
Right.
And so if you're willing to obey God, he'll give you the Spirit. But then it's a free gift. You'll hear this a lot. It's a free gift, they tell you. But did you know? Are you married?
No.
Okay.
I'm a girl.
Okay. When you get married, when you do get married, is there a cost to getting married? Meaning, do you have to surrender your old life?
Yes.
You can't run with the old girls anymore. And you
right.
can't do what you used to do, right? So it's free to get married, but isn't there a big cost to it?
Right.
How about having children? It's pretty easy to have children, isn't it? You know, you go into a woman, procreate, you have children. Doesn't it cost a lot of effort and work and sacrifice to raise them properly?
Yes.
So salvation is free, but it requires you follow Christ in spirit and truth. So the fruit that you're born again after you've repented and you have faith in Christ is holiness and obedience. And test yourself not to the church systems, God's word.
Yeah.
You test yourself to God's word. And God's word, he will transform you. He will change your heart and your mind. I was just preaching that. And you know what's glorious? When your heart and mind has changed, you no longer want the things of the world. I used to be a sports freak, and I used to be all types of, follow all types of corruption. God changed my heart and mind, and now I travel to do this. And they call the police on me all the time. They harass me. I've been beaten up for the gospel. Why? Because I go in the street, and I stand against the culture, and I stand against man-made religion. Do you know who hates me the worst? Modern pastors. Because I'll stand outside a church and I'll call people to repentance like you and say, go deeper in the Bible. They're not telling you the truth. They call the police on me. They'll come out and beat me up sometimes. I'm not kidding you. So, and then the Bible says you must endure. That's all on that gospel card. So I would encourage you to go much deeper if you're really seeking God. Last thing, God doesn't want your scrap on Sunday morning. That's a scrap, an hour or two. Do you know what God wants from you?
To talk to him every day.
He wants your everyday life lived in all your ways. Matthew 22 says, love the Lord thy God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And if you do that, that means your actions, your thoughts, your ways, how you dress, how you talk, how you spend your money. Will that not all conform to God's word? Have you noticed people in America that claim Christ, they live just like the world? You got to come out of the world. James 4:4, to be a friend of the world makes you an enemy of God. You got to be willing to come out of the world, come out of the culture, come out of the church systems. And here's the sad part for the flesh. you will lose most everybody you know. You know, most of them will reject you. Your buddies will go, man, you're not cool no more. Your girlfriend might get mad and you go, man, you used to be cool. Now you're a dud. You don't want to do nothing fun. Right. But you must be holy and follow Christ. And I'm there to help you. You can email me. Okay. Love to let you know. Love to help you in any way I can. All right.